And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer. Here they are again, folks, your good friends Vic and Sade, brought to you by the makers of Crisco. And with them is your radio neighbor, Mrs. Beach. Mrs. Beach has something mighty important on her mind today, something I know you'll all be interested in.
Yes, friends, the government has told us a way we women can help out in this war effort. You see, they're having a real problem in keeping enough of the non-perishable foods to ship to our boys overseas. So they're asking us to make a point of buying all the perishable foods, like fresh fruits and vegetables, while they're in season. The government is even making victory food specials on these foods, so we'll know just when they're the most plentiful and at their very best. And you will buy them, won't you? That way, we won't be using up the food our soldiers and sailors need to keep them fit for their jobs. And you can plan such delicious meals around these victory food specials, you know. Probably save money on your food budget, too, because usually they're the very best buy on the market. Many stores even have special low prices on them. Just get in the habit of looking for your victory food specials every time you go to market. Look for the white cards with a big V marked on them, telling you what the victory food specials are. The Department of Agriculture says if we'll do that, if we'll buy all we can of these food specials, well, it's actually the biggest job we women can do to help win this war. And I'm sure you feel the way I do, that the next best thing to having our boys home again is to see that they get everything they need while they're away. Isn't that true? So when you go to the store, always look for the white cards with a big V and see what your victory food special is. You'll be helping your government and your boys in the service and yourself, too. And now let's see who's home at the cookhouse.
Well, sir, it's about mid-morning as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. Rush Cook all by himself. The young man is at the telephone, and since he's busily engaged with pencil and paper, we gather he's taking down a message. Listen.
Ever yours in the golden shackles of the fraternity, Robert and Slobbert Hank. Okay, Miss Hammersweet. Yeah, I believe I got it all.
You in there, Willie?
Just a second, Miss Hammersweet. Hi.
Got company?
No, I'm talking on the telephone.
Nobody for me.
It's Miss Hammersweet down at the office.
Oh?
A telegram for Gov come a little while ago, and she just read it to me. I wrote it down on your grocery pad here.
Something important?
Robert and Slobbert Hank.
Oh.
There's another set of twin brothers in the family, Bertie and Dirty. They got initiated into the lodge last night, and Robert and
Slobbert... Is Miss Hammersweet still on the wire there?
Yeah.
Why don't you talk to her? She probably don't want to sit waiting.
Excuse the delay, Miss Hammersweet. My mother just come in and... Beg pardon? I think so. Want me to read it back to you and make sure? Okay. Say, Vic, you rotten old horse thief, go home and get ready to talk to us on the long-distance telephone at 10:30 this morning.
Oh, now, hey.
The other set of twin brothers in the family, Bertie and Dirty, were initiated into the sacred stars of the Milky Way last night, and they want to receive the congratulations of the exalted Big Dipper of the Drowsy Venus chapter. That's you, you scoundrel. And besides that, Bessie and Messie and Cupid and Stupid would enjoy saying hello to your charming wife and beautiful daughter, Ruth. Ever yours in the golden shackles of the fraternity, Robert and Slobbert Hank.
Ish.
That's it, huh, Miss Hammersweet? Okay. You bet. And thanks very much. Bye, Miss Hammersweet.
10:30, they're going to call long distance?
Yeah.
It's almost that now.
Yeah, by George.
I just refuse to go through that wild rigmarole again.
Don't you want to say hello to Bertie and Dirty?
Oh, Bertie and Dirty.
I never heard of them before. They must be a good deal younger than Robert and Slobbert.
Look, Willie, you do the talking. Just say your father's out of the city and isn't expected back for another week or so.
All right.
Are they going to do this every month, you suppose?
Uh-huh.
Long-distance calls cost money.
Uh-huh. Hey, you know what I bet?
Uh-uh.
Well, Robert and Slobbert and Bessie and Messie occupy a building there in Hoops, and that's got two flats in it.
Well?
Cupid Golffake lives with Robert and Bessie, and Stupid Golffake lives with Slobbert and Messie.
Uh-huh.
I just bet... Bertie Hink has moved in with Robert and Bessie, and Dirty Hink has moved in with Slobbert and Messie.
Oh.
So in one flat we got Robert, Bessie, Cupid, and Bertie, and in the other flat we got Slobbert, Messie, Cupid, and Dirty.
Oh, yes. Slobbert, Messie, Stupid, and Dirty.
Sounds like they're...
There we are. Now, don't let on I'm even here. Just say you're sorry, but your father's away on a business trip and isn't expected back for at least a week yet.
Okay.
And don't let him get to gabbing about what color your eyes are and how much you weigh naked and all that craziness.
Well, heck, I'm your beautiful daughter Ruth, ain't I?
Answer that and get through with them lunatics.
Hello? Oh, hello, Smelly. Smelly car.
Hmm.
Stand on your head, are you? Uh-huh. Yes, that certainly is a magnificent old habit. But when, this afternoon? Yeah, I guess so. Why don't you stop past and holler for me right after dinner? Okay, fella. Fine. Fine, fine. Okay, Smelly. Be seeing you. Bye, Smelly. We're going to Tapman's vacant lot this afternoon.
You know what we could do, Willie?
No.
We'll stroll up to Croucher's and buy our groceries.
Both of us?
Sure.
No, won't work.
Why not?
They just tell the operator to keep ringing this number until somebody answered.
Oh, yeah, I expect they would.
Sure.
Well, it's 10:30.
Ring, telephone.
Are they rich or what?
Rich?
Sloshing big telegrams around and making long-distance phone calls, promiscuous.
Well, I got an idea they're kind of wealthy. Well, what did Gov say that fancy lawnmower of theirs cost? $300?
I don't remember, but goodness.
Hey, here we go.
All right, just say your father's out of the city. Don't even let on I'm on the premises.
What if they inquire?
Well, why should they inquire?
Well, they might possibly
answer
desire.
That and get it over with.
No.
Hello? Yes? All right.
Hoopston, Illinois calling.
Hui.
Hi, George, Evan.
Hello? Yes? No, this is Rush. I mean Ruth. I'm fine, thanks. Is this, Robert? Oh, it's Robert. How are you? Huh? Slobbert, my father is out of... Beg pardon? My eyes? I told you last time what color they are.
Oh, now don't start that.
Well, some claims they're blue and others put up a fight they're hazel. Oh, I expect they're kind of pretty.
Oh.
Yeah, my darling Papa? Why, he's out of town, Slobbert. Yes, he went on a business trip. Been gone several weeks. We expect him back. Huh? My charming mama?
I went to Peoria. Won't be back till Thanksgiving.
Why, just a second.
Mom,
no!
He heard your voice just then.
He never heard what I said.
No, I don't think so, but he knows you're here, I guess.
Oh, all right.
I'm connecting you up with my charming mama, Slobbert.
What on earth do you want to talk to me for?
Better watch out, he'll hear you.
Hello? Yes? Just fine, Mr. Hink, thanks. I guess Rush told you that Mr. Gook is away on a business. Yes. Yes, that's right. Yes. Why, I expect him back a week from this coming Monday. Yes. Yes, your telegram stated your twin brothers got initiated into the lodge. That's very nice. Yes, I'm sure Mr. Gook would like to congratulate him. Oh? Why, isn't it quite expensive to talk on the long-distance telephone and... Uh-huh. All right, just a second. Stupid wants to speak to Ruth.
That's me.
We are going to go through this wild rigmarole all over again.
Hello, stupid. Yeah, this is Ruth.
Oh.
I told you last month how much I weighed, stupid. I weigh around 118 pounds. Yeah, strip.
No.
Oh. Oh, shucks, I don't know how pretty I am. Well, thanks. Okay.
He says he bets I'm some classy doll.
Are you through there? Are you going
to
hang up?
Dirty wants to talk to me.
Oh, my.
Well, heck, they're paying for the call if they want to spend their
Hello, Dirty? Yeah, this is Ruth. I understand you got initiated into the lodge last night. Huh? Congratulations. Not at all. Huh? Oh, I guess I'm a fairly good-looking girl.
Say goodbye and hang up.
My eyes? Well, part of the American public scream bloody murder, they're blue. Then there's another large group that slit their throat before they'd admit they're anything else but hazel. I'm a borderline case, I guess. Yeah. It's just a case of six of one and half a dozen of the other. Yeah. Why, I'll weigh around 118 pounds, I guess. Yeah, strip.
Say goodbye and hang up.
Huh?
Tell them goodbye.
They insist on continuing.
It sounds crazy, that trash about your eyes.
Yes, Dirty. Okay.
Bessie wants to talk to you.
No.
Well, she knows you're here, so I expect she'll be
inside. I don't even know Bessie. I've never in my life even seen
her. Hello, Bessie? Yeah, Ruth speaking. Fine, thanks. My chairman, Mama? One second.
Oh, this is like a nightmare.
Yes, it is.
You encouraged them to ask after your eyes.
Why, I never neither. They asked after my eyes on their own
all
hook.
All right, all right. Huh? Hello? Yes, Mrs. Hinks? How do you do? Nice to form your acquaintance. Oh, Mrs. Hinks, I think this is costing your husband quite a good deal of money. Don't you think perhaps we'd best hang... What? Why, they're blue.
Uh-huh.
I weigh 127 pounds.
Listen, who's talking now?
Well, I don't know. I get weighed in the 10-cent store. Mrs. Hink, I really think we'd better... Oh, wait, Mrs. Hink. No, don't call. Oh, my.
What's the trouble now?
Cupid.
Wants to speak to me?
Cupid wishes to speak to my beautiful daughter, Ruth.
Fine.
Hello? Hello, Cupid. All right. Here's Ruth. Ruth.
Huh? Hello, Cupid. Yeah, this is Ruth. You bet I'm a stunning girl? Well, thanks. My eyes? Oh, you'll find admirers that'll fight at the drop of a hat, screeching my eyes are blue, and you'll find admirers that stake their left leg, my eyes are hazel. Yeah. Well, I'll weigh around 118 pounds. That's right. Strip.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And so we leave Mrs. Beach and Crisco's Vic and Sade until the next time. Don't forget to listen. This is Ed Roberts speaking.
Wash your pretty things in ivory flakes. They're fast and gentle, too. Pretty things, they soft and lovely. So it's ivory flakes for you. Undies, sweaters, and slips and nighties, too. Keep them looking lovely, lady. Yes, it's ivory flakes for you.
Ivory flakes are the fast flake form of baby's pure, mild ivory soap. Just the ticket for anything that needs gentle washing care.
Your pretty rayon nightgowns, for instance. They need ivory flakes.
Remember, rayons have to be weaker when it's wet.
Yes, don't risk your bright rayon nightgowns in strong soaps. Wash those pretty tea rose gowns, those cool blues and soft pinks, in lukewarm ivory flake suds and help them stay lovely longer.
That's what we did with the blue Corticelli rayon nightgown. Washed it 35 consecutive times in ivory flakes and helped it stay looking nice as new.
That's a fact. The delicate blue was still soft and lovely. So don't think your nighties have to be faded after just a few washings.
Not when you use ivory flakes. That way you can suds them and save them.
Undies, sweaters, and slips and nighties, too. Keep them looking lovely, lady. Yes, it's ivory flakes for you.
This program came to you from Chicago and New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company.